here. Scott City back at home on Friday night, and they are 4-1 on the year. They'll be taking on, or I should say Saturday night, excuse me. They'll be taking on 4-1 Holcomb, 6 o'clock Saturday night. So if you show up to the stadium Friday night, there's probably not going to be anybody there, and it'd be a little chilly to be out there by yourself. But make sure you come 6 o'clock Saturday night, Scott City and Holcomb. Should be a great battle here. We got a couple of the seniors joining us here, starting off with offensive and defensive lineman Braden Bruner. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing all right. Is this season going too fast for you?
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right. I'm with you there. Just football just seems like it always goes too fast. But you've had a lot of playing time this year, starting on both sides of the ball there, offensive line, defensive line. And how's that been going for you?
Pretty good, actually. All I need to do is stay on my blocks on offense and get down the line on defense and stuff like that.
All right. You've had some pretty good challenges. You've had some pretty good-sized kids in front of you throughout the year. You're going to have that probably that presented to you on Saturday. What are some things maybe you've learned from some of your previous games?
What I've learned from previous games is to, just play the best that I can and always go 110%.
You know, last week at Hugoton, a big game for you guys, both offensively and defensively. How fun was that game?
It was pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, and you know, it was built up a pretty big game there, and you guys were able to take care of business. But what are some things that you have learned to make yourself successful this year?
Learned, our coach McEachern wants us to get in close and hold them a little bit, and that's what we've been trying to do all year.
All right. Well, you don't want to get caught holding, though.
That's, yeah.
All right. Saturday, big game. It's got to be pretty exciting to have a Saturday game where it's going to be the highlighted game in Western Kansas, the only high school game going on. How exciting is that?
I think it'll be pretty exciting to play on a Saturday. It might be a little bit different since we play always on Friday, but I think it'll be a very exciting game.
All right, so you've had a good season so far here, Braden. Thanks again for the time, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks.
Once again, senior Braden Bruner, and also another senior joining us here, and it is Bryce Huntermark joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. I'll ask you this as well. Is this season going too fast for you?
Yeah, it's flown by pretty quick.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And you got your week 6 coming up here. You've seen some increase in playing time this year. And how do you feel like you've done settling in so far?
I felt like I've been doing pretty good. I need to be a little bit more aggressive on my blocks and stuff.
Going out there for the first time this year, it might have been week 1 there. And then to now, where do you think that what's that feeling like? Have you calmed down a lot? Do you feel a lot more confident?
Yeah, I do. I feel a lot more comfortable playing with the varsity now and just doing better.
When your number was called maybe to go in there, what was that moment like for you?
I felt pretty good. Like, I got my first chance to get in and stuff.
All right. Saturday night with the Holcomb Longhorns should be a fun one there. With the rivalry that Scott City and Holcomb had as of late, how fun is that to be a part of that game?
It's always been fun. There's a lot of aggressive and conflict between us, but it should be fun.
All right. This season's going fast here, and hopefully you get the playoffs down the road here. What are some things that maybe you want to do to improve, maybe not only improve yourself, but help improve the team?
Probably like to be a better leader and step up a little bit more than I usually have. A lot more quiet.
All right, I'll take that. Well, you've had a good run here so far this year. Hopefully things continue to work for you to improve here. And thanks again, Bryce, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Bryce Huntermark joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. As we now talk here with head coach Jim Turner and recapping a little bit of that 28-6 win at Hugoton last Friday. And it was a good game. Scoreless after the first quarter, but you could really start to see your team in that second quarter kind of establish your brand of football for the rest of the night.
Yeah, probably didn't start out real great, but as we moved along, we controlled the line of scrimmage, you know, I think on both sides a little bit. You know, we just left some points hanging out there we should have put on the board. So, you know, that's always a little discouraging. But and then defense, the drive they gave up in the second half, you know, that was our low point for the defense there.
Yeah, and, you know, that was he had the big run there, and you held the Martin kid in check. Probably didn't know he was going to play, and then he ended up playing. But I think he had to be, for the most part, other than the one drive there, he had to feel pretty good about how well you contained those two.
Yeah, I thought defensively overall played pretty well. You know, the one drive wasn't good. The opening drive wasn't great, but a lot of that was a big penalty, mm-hmm. you know, that moved him down there, and then a fourth down play. So, you know, we got to kind of get rid of that kind of stuff, and I think we just got a little – happy with ourselves on the one drive when they came out and drove down the field and scored. You know, you got to put that stuff aside regardless of score and come out and play every down. And we did most of that for the game, but, you know, had a little slip up here and there. Now, I didn't know if he's going to play. I had an idea he might play. I mean, that was definitely knew that he was a possibility of playing. He came out in warm-up, so we knew he was going to play.
Well, you know, another big game for your offense, and it felt like you guys are starting to look really confident there offensively. You guys have been there all season long, but being able to kind of hit some holes a little harder there, and some kids really running hard and making good decisions there, and I think you had to be pretty happy about your unit as a whole offensively.
Yeah, I think they're getting better. The first touchdown we ran, that was probably about as close as you can get to blocking a play really well. You know, mm-hmm. we're always talking about having a perfect play where everybody does their job, and that doesn't happen very often. Somebody will miss a block or, you know, go after the wrong guy. But in that case, it was pretty much right on. There were two or three of the Huguenot players we got on their back, you know, at the point of attack. And, you know, Colin made a nice run and really great move in the hole to break open. His second long run for touchdown, nothing was blocked very well. Our two pulling guards did a good job, but we had one guy went the wrong direction, you know, a different player, and then we didn't block the right guy blocking down. But, you know, we got into the hole, and Colin made some people miss and took off down the sideline. But, you know, we're getting better. It's just, you know, we want to keep improving, and we're adding new things all the time too.
Well, it's a big game Saturday night. It's weird to say Saturday, but that's where you're at week six or Saturday night with Holcomb, 6 o'clock at Darner Field. And, you know, and the schedule changes for you a little bit this week just because of the Saturday game. What are some things maybe you change here with the additional day to get ready?
Well, it's kind of an odd week. We had a JV game Monday, so we watched film and did not practice with the older guys and came out Tuesday for our normal Monday practice, mm-hmm. went a little longer. So we're just a day behind. You know, we'll have Friday practice, our pregame practice, probably a little Saturday morning walkthrough to get them out of bed. And, you know, we're even playing an hour earlier, so that's a little bit different for mealtime and everything else. But, you know, probably the biggest downfall is we're going to lose a day of prep for the mm-hmm. next week. So, you know, we're going to have to bounce back pretty quick. You know, but it's going to work out. I mean, that's our schedule. That's what we got.
Yeah, and, you know, it's – going to be Holcomb's got a pretty good team, and that's a team that's put up a lot of points in multiple ways over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, they're really big up front, offense and defense, same two guys. They got speed in the backfield with the Reyes kid and the Mesa kid. They both average over 90 yards rushing for a game, you know. So mm-hmm. they're going to be tough. We're going to have to do a really good job and plug up the inside, which is going to be tougher with those big bodies in there. But our defensive line is going to have to control the line of scrimmage, same with the offensive line. And then they're going to try to get to the edge too. So kind of the same stuff we saw at Huguenot, just bigger guys and probably a little bit faster.
Well, of course, with the district assignments being released today, you kind of had a feeling of how things were going to turn out, and you had your schedule pretty much set, I think. And it was probably the most anticlimactic district assignment release that you could probably ever remember.
Yeah, it was just – it's the same. I mean It's all right. I mean, now that we got us mm-hmm. kind of – Aaron worked really hard in advance to get some games set up so we're not playing, you know, Millwood anymore, mm-hmm. which they got a different deal. They're going down to play at the stadium in Dallas, I think.
Oh, wow.
I think because their cheerleaders got invited to some national competition, so the football team gets to go along and have a football game the day before. But, you know, so we weren't going to get them anymore. But he got a pretty good schedule and got all of our league schools mm-hmm. on it. So we're going to pick up Ulysses again and see Cimarron in the first game. So,
all right. Yeah. And then I think you guys are, you got Ray still, right?
Yep. Ray will still be week two. And then week two, and then Hoisington week three, and then Ulysses will be week four. So we'll have a league school week one and four, and then our district's league. So
that'll be pretty cool roundup of teams there, getting Hoisington back on the schedule. I hadn't played them, I think, 10 years or so. But still, it's a long ways to go this season, hopefully, and things will work out well Saturday for you guys. Coach Jim Turner joining us here. And thanks again for the time here, Coach, and we'll see you later on here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.